Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on country of origin labeling. We're back on that in just a moment.
Do you own cattle? Then this is an important message for you. There's a website you need to memorize, GoBobPipe.com. It's full of important information that can save you time and help make you money. Did you know at GoBobPipe.com you can design your corral right there on your computer? Plus, get a list and a price on everything you need. At GoBobPipe.com, you can solve the mystery of pipe schedules and gauges and learn what kind of materials to use for your fence and your corrals. At GoBobPipe.com, you can spec out an overhead bin, a gooseneck trailer, and livestock shelters and get a price emailed to you. At GoBobPipe.com, you'll see pictures and videos of cattle equipment demonstrations, hay trailers that load and unload themselves, and money-saving hay feeders in action. GoBobPipe.com. It's not just a website. It's an asset to your cattle business.
We continue to wait on the World Trade Organization and the decision that they have already handed down to the three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, about the revised country of origin labeling rule that we have in this country. That rule will be made public likely sometime in September. It's already been told to by the three countries involved. They're not actually talking about it officially, though. If indeed Canada and Mexico prevail, the U.S. loses, in other words, how should the situation be made right to make sure that Canadian and Mexican cattle producers are not hurt while our U.S. consumers still have a chance to know where their meat comes from? We asked that question to Jerry Ritz, the Canadian agricultural minister, recently when he was at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference up in Denver.
Well, I think it's the way you do it. When it's mandatory, of course, it creates that segregation and discriminatory price system. If you do a voluntary label, which we do in Canada under Product of Canada, you don't have that trade sanction problem. So at the end of the day, I guess we look for something that's more voluntary than this mandatory issue that they have. The ideal outcome would be just a repeal of that piece of legislation. As I've said all along, it's a political response to a problem that does not exist.
So you would like to see not only just the rules retooled, but you'd like to see Congress come in and attack this problem.
Well, even their own agriculture chief economist down here says there's no quantifiable benefit to consumers, but there is quantifiable hurt to the industry, both Canadian and American.
Canadian Ag Minister Jerry Ritz, who believes that there can be a win-win for the U.S. cattle industry and for the Canadian and Mexican cattle industries as well, if we'll work together instead of trying to butt heads over something like mandatory country of origin labeling. He says a voluntary effort can work for consumers in this country, but at the same time, having a united front internationally makes a lot of sense for North America.
You know, we're facing huge competition from North America against major competitors like Australia, like Argentina, like Brazil, into some of these emerging marketplaces. You know, we need capacity. We need the ability to move forward from that integrated North American platform.
What would that North American beef label look like in your mind, or platform, as you call it?
Well, I know at the end of the Bush administration some years ago, there was talk of a NAFTA label, something that recognized the integration of the North American market. I guess something like that. But at the end of the day, you don't need legislation hanging over you. Nobody wants that other shoe to drop at some point further down the line. So, but at the end of the day, if they're the beginning of a process, fine. But we want to see that process defined, leading to repeal and leading to a time frame that is well established. If it's just a Band-Aid solution to get through the midterms, we're not interested in that.
That's down the line. For now, though, we're waiting what WTO has to say about the revised COOL rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.